York has plenty of city-defining structures, from the Empire State Building and the Statue of Liberty to more modern creations such as Hudson Yards and the High Line. But the emblematic venue for sports and entertainment is undoubtedly Madison Square Garden. With the building's 10-year operating permit expiring in July, though, can we say for certain what's next for the garden? You're listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle production brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. In this episode, H.J. Mai delves into the debate over what's in store for the garden's future.
Welcome to Midtown Manhattan. It's loud, it's vibrant, and it's emphatically New York City. At the intersection between 31st and 33rd Streets and 7th and 8th Avenues sits one of its most iconic venues, Madison Square Garden, the self-proclaimed world's most famous arena. From the Rolling Stones to Harry Styles and Taylor Swift. The world's biggest musicians want to perform there, and the world's greatest athletes want to play there. It's home to the NBA's New York Knicks and the NHL's New York Rangers.
The New York Rangers are the Stanley Cup champions!
The current venue is the fourth one that bears the name Madison Square Garden. It opened in 1968, making it the oldest arena in both the NBA and NHL. The original garden opened in 1879 and was located at Madison Square, hence the name. But for some New Yorkers, it's time that MSG moves again.
The issue that we have here with Madison Square Garden, where it is located, is that it basically sits as a lid, or, you know, crouches as, you know, a dog taking its dump, literally, on top of Penn Station. And it entirely limits the ability for Penn Station to grow and to accommodate for more users.
That's Leila Logizico. She's the chair of the Land Use, Housing and Zoning Committee of Manhattan Community Board 5. Having the Western Hemisphere's busiest train station right underneath an 18,000-seat arena has been an issue for decades. But with MSG's special operating permit expiring next month, there's an opportunity to finally tackle those concerns, says Logizico.
In 2013, Madison Square Garden had wanted to have the permit issued in perpetuity, and the city council said, no, you cannot have the permit in perpetuity, we'll give you 10 years, but then in 10 years, something really needs to happen.
So here we are, 10 years later, and nothing has happened. Penn Station, which sees nearly 600,000 passengers per day, was designed for roughly a third of that number. The original Penn Station was demolished in 1963 due to the decline in passenger rail travel in the United States. After the new underground station opened, architectural historian Vincent Scully uttered these famous words, quote, "One entered the city like a god, one scuttles in now like a rat." The station is in a constant state of repair, and to accommodate the increased traffic and passenger numbers, it would also need additional tracks, platforms, and according to some, a new, grand above-ground station building. One of them is Sam Turvey, the chairperson of Rethink NYC, a nonprofit organization that focuses on transportation and infrastructure issues.
We need a real Penn Station in this decade, not at the end of the century. We think that the visitors, working people, neighborhood people deserve a better train station.
Turvey knows that moving the garden and transforming Penn Station into a world-class transit hub that suits the need of New Yorkers will take time.
Manhattan real estate doesn't stay accessible or vacant forever, and so now really is the right time to do this.
The Garden, along with the Knicks and Rangers professional sports franchises, is owned by Madison Square Garden Entertainment Corporation. And so far, the company has rejected any notion of moving the venue to a different location. In a press release, MSG Entertainment described any such calls as misguided.
They're playing hardball, and I think our elected officials need to play hardball back and insist on a sound deal for the public.
Earlier this year, MSG ownership submitted its application, seeking once again a special operating permit in perpetuity once the current permit expires on July 23rd. In an appearance on local television, company CEO James Dolan made his position on the issue clear.
No, I'm not going to move Madison Square Garden. It's in a good place right now. It's easy for everybody to get to. And honestly, we've invested billions of dollars into the building.
MSG also points out that it is the only arena or stadium in New York City that is required to obtain a special permit to operate. The permit, which was initially granted for 50 years before receiving a 10-year extension in 2013, allows the venue to host events with more than 2,500 people in attendance. With MSG having full ownership of the arena, the land it sits on, and the air rights above it, a refusal to extend the permit would not result in an immediate move, but would severely impact its business. While forcing MSG's hand by withholding its permit is not in anyone's interest, Leila Legizico says it's important to put pressure on the garden's ownership. Manhattan Community Board 5 is therefore recommending that MSG's permit should only be extended for an additional 3 years.
20 years is the time it takes to build anything in New York. So it is not impossible that while they are actively seeking a special permit today, they may also be planning a move in 20 years. And quite frankly, if they want to move and if they're serious about moving, now is the time to start planning it.
New York Mayor Eric Adams said he's open to a possible relocation of MSG, calling the redevelopment of Penn Station crucial for the city.
And if that fits into Madison Square Garden, move it to another location, maybe we'll help you this way.
It's now up to the City Council and the City Planning Commission to decide on the garden's future. And due to a bipartisan infrastructure bill passed by Congress in 2021, there's potential federal funding available to cover the anticipated $8.6 billion to overhaul Penn Station and relocate MSG. But time is of the essence, with another presidential election on the horizon.
Rail infrastructure is bound to receive a very, very substantial influx of investment that this country and this region has never seen before. So we can't mess it up. We need to get it right.
Tall Stories is a Monocle production from the team behind The Urbanist. This episode was written by H.J. Mai and produced and edited by David Stevens. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast to receive new episodes every week. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.